Well, we're off. We're off. In one hand, the left hand is the umbrella. The right hand is the dog's lead. And we're just going for our evening walk. And it's 11:30 at night on Sunday. And it's chilly. I've had to put on a pullover before coming out. And the dog is a little unsure about what we're up to. Come on, Rocky. Come on. Yeah, he's not his usual self. He doesn't actually like rain at all. And to be truthful, I don't either. I have the iPhone in a pocket, which means that this audio boom may cut off any second if it bangs against... I've just banged against a tree. Oh, God, you got to watch where you're going. It's dark. Clouds are dark overhead. It's really... It's nice. Often it feels like an evening stroll when I take the dog out, but this is getting ready for sleep when it's already night. I've just swallowed a bit of apple and it's halfway got stuck halfway down, so I'm a little uncomfortable. Oh, moan. Oh. Actually, it's... You can look at it another way. It's actually quite nice if I just forget about the audio boo and just relax and chat to you. It'll be easier. And I won't be half as self-conscious as I would be if I was thinking about anything except where I put my next footstep. Oh, nice. Night, the opposite of day. But we'd be nowhere without night and day, so... I've never been much into opposites. I've always seen more like things that are two sides of the same coin. You know, we wouldn't be happy unless we knew sadness. Wouldn't be... strong unless we were weak. That kind of stuff. That seems to me to be easier to live with as a viewpoint than the alternatives. Yeah, walking across there. Anyway, look, this is not a philosophy. Philosophy is involved behind everything, but this is not philosophy. This is walking the dog. And the dog, of course, is greeting each bush. Seems to have a particular penchant for Hebe. I seem to have stopped more often. He's addressing the box, little box hedge here. It's actually a fairly miserable affair. It doesn't seem to me to be any closer to forming itself into a long straight line than it did a year and a half ago. Come on, Rocky, keep going. Anyway, where, if I look up, I'm going to get water in my eye. What am I seeing? Actually, if you hold the umbrella up to the night light on the street, you get a nice colour. Orangey black. Oh, kind of imagine this time next week I'll be in a hot place. That's another story that can wait. We're living in the moment now. It's kind of quite tricky sometimes to live in the moment, especially when little droplets of water slip down the back of your neck and cool your spine. Right, let's walk a bit faster, I think. Try that. The dog does seem to sense the change of pace, and he's quite adaptable. You know, when I walk really slowly... Oh, I better not speak. You know, dogs are not under control. They're animals, right? They have their own impulses, and... if I yank this guy along by the neck, he'll come all right, but... I'm not careful, the collars slip off his neck, and then I've got a mini crisis on my hands. Can't have a loose dog on a community estate at night. This is the time of the day when all decent dogs are going to sleep. Don't run into anybody. Won't run into anybody. Oh, down at the end of the estate where the Doberman lives. Oh, yes. Hey, you can't pee against the bush of the house with the Doberman in it, Rocky. Could be penalties for that. All right, little fella. He's moving. He's moving his little tail. It's bobbing up and down. It's upright. That indicates that he's in a good mood, doesn't it? Dogs have to have their tails up when they're in a good mood. I think my daughter told me that horses do that with their ears. When they're grumpy, they put their ears back. And when they're relaxed, they put their ears forward. I wonder if you can hear me. Maybe I should speak up, or maybe this won't be transmissible at all. Are you a night owl? Yeah. Are you one of these people who doesn't go to bed until very late? But actually, the good thing I love about this is time zones. You know, there are people who are nowhere near going to bed yet. Nowhere near it. And then there are other people who have gone to bed and they're getting up now. Wonderfully. People are diverse. Time zones are diverse. I'd say atoms and molecules are diverse too, just for consistency's sake. I wonder, is there an atom which is like a cuckoo? A cuckoo atom. Actually, there is. Maybe that's what cancer is, you know, a cuckoo atom. Oh, don't mind me. I'm just passing the time with my mouth. Try to make sure nothing gets digested in the brain. I'm suddenly, psychoanalysis, Freud comes into the head. Yeah, just say the first thing that comes into your head, you know, that kind of idea. Just say it, and then the good old analyst has a listen and notices the resistances and the pauses and the lines in between the lines and the silence alongside the words. Oh, come on, let's go home. This little walk is... You probably don't really think it's a proper walk because it's so short. Wonder if it's raining in Scotland. Yeah, great place, Scotland, by the way. Great place. Love Scotland. I'd like to go walking on the Hebrides with a dog. You know, walk in the footsteps of Boswell and Johnson. Oh, yes. Speak English, you know. Carry a dictionary in the iPhone. I see shapes of leaves cast down on the ground. Oh, the language of shadows, the language of night. We're not far from the end now, I'm pleased to tell you. I'm pleased to tell you, because to be absolutely honest, I just want to go back in home and do a little bit before going to bed and then have a really good sleep. Yeah. God, there's really rich red hydrangea there. Oh, yes. Spirea, yes. Good old Spirea. Oh, the things I'm most jealous of. My neighbour has the most wonderful... I've got to speak quietly in case he's listening out. He has the most wonderful hostas in pots outside his house. Of all the plants, I think I'd love to grow hostas well. Because I had such disasters years ago with hostas. Here, we're back home. That's it. Good. It was kind of a bit of an excuse for a walk, wasn't it? Come on, Rocket, let's go in. Oh. Come on. In kitchen, come on. Now you can settle down. Good night, everybody.